Hey, everybody, Dr. Zubin Damania. Okay, about a trillion people have sent me this clip of Dr. Christiane Northrup talking about the dangers of the new mRNA vaccinations from people like Pfizer, et cetera, for COVID, Moderna. And normally I would say, okay, this is another one of those, you know, crazy conspiracy theories and we should blow it off and why are we even bothering with this? But what's happened is this thing has gone viral, no pun intended, to the point where my producer's Uber driver brought it up as a reason she will never get vaccinated. Now, then it becomes an issue where we need to systematically debunk it, even though a basic understanding of high school biology should allow you to critically think your way through this. But let's go through her claims and talk about each one. All right. First of all, she says that the new RNA vaccines will alter human DNA. Okay, this is how this works. Messenger RNA, which is what the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are using to, it works like this. They're wrapped in a lipid layer. They enter the cell. They never get into the nucleus, which is where DNA is. This is messenger RNA. It lives in the cytoplasm, the part of the cell that's the gooey part of the cell outside of the nucleus, where it is translated into a protein, the spike protein. So it teaches the cell to make the coronavirus spike protein that's on the surface of the coronavirus. When that protein is made by the cell, the human body then responds to it via its immune system and creates antibodies and a memory response that then allows you to attack the real coronavirus, the spike protein, when it tries to infect you. That's the basis of how this vaccine works. What it doesn't do is incorporate messenger RNA, which is a completely different chemical, into your human DNA. It just simply doesn't happen. That's not how it works at all. So that's a false claim. The second claim is related to that one, and she says this new DNA will cause chimers to form. Now, this is where you start to question, does she even understand the word? Because the actual word is chimera, and it comes from an ancient mythological sort of construct where you combine human and animal into a mix. So she's saying this new DNA is a mix of animal or viral DNA and human DNA forming a chimer, which is, she really meant to say chimera. Well, it sounds terrifying, doesn't it? In fact, she's using that language very specifically because remember, she starts the entire adventure with a call to authority. Oh, I trained at Dartmouth and then I went to Tufts. And then, by the way, I've been on the Dr. Oz show a bunch and Oprah a bunch and NBC Nightly News, and I've written a bunch of books. So those are her credentials. She's an obstetrician. So she's not an immunologist. So this is a classic example, again, of setting up a fake expertise. But that all being said, her chimers, human DNA already is partially chimeric, meaning it has incorporated endogenous retroviruses, et cetera. This has been studied historically, and these may actually have beneficial effects. In addition, we have components potentially of other species within our DNA. This is just part and parcel of being a human. We're actually, our microbiome, other organisms that live with us, make us a chimera to begin with. So even if it did happen, which it isn't, as I said in the first part of this, it wouldn't be a big deal because we're already chimeras. So there's nothing scary about that. Now, the third thing she says, which is really special, is that the metals and toxins in the vaccines will create a human antenna that is then susceptible to 5G radiation. So this kind of goes right into these 5G conspiracies around COVID that have been debunked and debunked and debunked again. Basically, this is total nonsense. First of all, there may not even be aluminum adjuvants in these vaccinations, and we don't know because we haven't seen, but they'll release all that information. But even if there were any metals in these vaccines, they're in such microscopic quantities that your blood iron, which is the biggest metal in your body, if your blood is full of iron, wouldn't you already be an antenna? Why would a trivial amount of a conductor like aluminum actually make that worse? So that just doesn't make sense. And the biggest question is, and what? Why? Who? So again, no scientific sense with that one. The next claim she makes is that Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates have a patent 060606. on a technology that will take the nanoparticles in the vaccines and link them, use them to biometrically monitor you and link them to cryptocurrency. Wow, it just brings all the best elements of crazy into one statement. If you look at the actual patent, it's a patent that links a wearable device technology like a Fitbit or something to a cryptocurrency payment for encouraging good physical behavior. Like if you exercise a certain amount, if you get so many steps, it can link to a cryptocurrency reward for you. So Bill Gates wants you to get swole, not control you with nanoparticles, as far as I can tell, although you never know with those guys. So that being said, what is the last component of this? This one is, she's talking about luciferase, which is a component that the MIT developed in conjunction with a measles vaccination to tag the skin in use with infrared scanners to see if you've been vaccinated or not. And the idea, the patent for that was for originally for measles so that you could then confirm that someone's been vaccinated for measles. Measles, again, highly dangerous, the vaccine very, very effective. So this is actually partially true. This technology does exist. It can be a little, that is a little off-putting, isn't it? So I can understand why people would be like, well, no, you're not tagging me with luciferase. But again, the word Lucifer, a little scary for 060606. Again, all conspiracy stuff. But it does not apply to COVID vaccination, has not been approved for COVID vaccination, and is a complete red herring, which is another thing that the conspiracy guys like to do. So again, we have Dr. Christian Northrup, who is a fake expert, a known sort of anti-vax person, being interviewed by an anti-vaxxer who actually supported the movie Vaxxed, which is anti-vaccine propaganda, in a way to convince you not to get vaccinated by sowing doubt based on using medical words that aren't actually true. She's not an immunologist. She's not an expert. And being on the Dr. Oz show does not qualify you to do anything other than be a quack, which it 100% qualifies you to do. So the bottom line is, the reason this matters, the reason you should share this video, the reason you should support our efforts to combat misinformation is that the latest data on the Moderna vaccine just came out, 95% efficacy of basically the 95 people that got sick with coronavirus in the study population. This is a big study. 90 of them were in the placebo group that did not get the vaccination. And of the people who got very sick from coronavirus, all of them were in the placebo group. So that vaccine is looking to show a very strong efficacy signal without major safety concerns. That's huge. That means we may be reaching a finish line for this pandemic, but if we start listening to, I'm not going to use the word crazy because it's an ad hominem. If we start listening to people that are misrepresenting science and trying to sow doubt based on other agendas like selling books, I think we're in big trouble. So share this video. Please become a supporter of the show if you want to keep us independent. It's $4.99 a month. It's on YouTube and Facebook. We have conversations offline that are a lot more woke than this one, or a one-time PayPal donation keeps us humming without needing to be sponsored by anybody. By the way, not a dime from Big Pharma or vaccine makers, okay? Because you know they're going to say that I can see the comments already. Guys, I love you. Share the video. We are out. Yo, did you think that was dope? Hey, become a subscriber. Click the subscribe button. Then right to the right of his little bell. Hit that bell. Booyah! You get notifications. Never miss any of our stuff. I love you guys. We out.